another sign. There was continuous rivalry between the Roman and Persian Empire. They were always at each other's necks. And these were the two superpowers of the world. Persia used to rule present-day Iran, part of Iraq, Afghanistan, maybe parts of Pakistan, and they went up north. So it was a huge empire. The Byzantium Empire included Turkey and parts of Eastern Europe, and Azerbaijan and those areas, Armenia. So these were the two superpowers of the world at that time. And they were having constant warfare among themselves. In one critical battle, the Persians defeated the Romans. The pagans of Mecca were very happy, and the Muslims were sad at this outcome. Why is that? The reason is because the pagans felt more close to the Persians because the Persians were worshippers of fire. So they are mushrikeen like them. Therefore, the mushrikeen of Mecca were happy when the pagans won, while the Christians were on the side of the Romans because the Romans were Christian, people of the book, who are closer to the Muslims. So the Muslims were siding with the Romans while the pagans of Mecca were siding with the Persians. Now the Persians won. So the non-believers of Mecca are going around telling the Muslims, just like the Persians defeated the Romans, we're going to defeat you. Pagans are winning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse.
Alif lam mim. Ghulibat ar-Rum fi adna al-ard wa hum min ba'di ghalabihim sayaghlibun fi bid'i sinin. Lillahi al-amru min qablu wa min ba'd. Wa yawma idhi يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Romans have been defeated, but they will be victorious في بِضْعِ سِنِينَ. بِضْعِ سِنِينَ means less than 10. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is here promising that the Romans will win within 10 years. Abu Bakr, he learned of these verses and he went to Abu Jahl. And he said, I want to bet you that the Romans will win. Abu Jahl said, give me a time frame. He said, less than 10 years. And they had a bet on 100 camels. Abu Bakr, obviously believing in the ayat of Quran, was willing to bet whatever number Abu Jahl would offer. And Abu Jahl was willing to enter into this bet because it seemed that the Persians are going to roll over the Romans and wipe them out. I mean, according to the news of the day, it appeared that the Persians were rolling on and nothing will stop them. I mean, they were winning and they were doing so well that it appears to the outsiders that the Romans have no hope. The Persians, they got their act together and now they're attacking and they're winning one battle after another. The first year passed, second year, third year. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in that verse, وَيَوْمَ إِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the day the Romans win, the believers will be joyful, happy, pleased, due to the victory of Allah. What do you understand from this verse? The understanding that you get is that the Romans will win, and the Muslims will be happy because Allah gave them victory, right? I'll read the exact ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim, غُلِبَتِ الرُّومِ فِي أَدْنَى الْأَرْضِ وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلَبِهِمْ سَيَغْلِبُونَ فِي بِضْعِ سِنِينَ لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ وَيَوْمَ إِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Alif Lam Mim. The Byzantines have been defeated in the nearest land. But they, after their defeat, will overcome within 3 to 9 years. To Allah belongs the command before and after, and that day the believers will rejoice in the victory of Allah. He gives victory to whom He wills, and He is the exalted in might, the merciful. What you understand from this verse is that the Romans will win and the Muslims will be happy when that happens. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. That day the believers will be pleased. 8 years passed and the Romans won. And the news reached to the Muslims. Now the Muslims who were so enthusiastic in their support of the Romans and really wanted them to win. And Abu Bakr went and had a bet, a challenge with Abu Jahl. When the news of the victory of the Romans reached the Muslims, they didn't really care much about it. How come? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on that day the believers will rejoice. And now they receive the news, but the news is secondary to them. What is the reason? Subhanallah, because the day they received the news was the day they won the Battle of Badr. So the Battle of Badr and the news of the Muslims winning overshadowed everything else. And that was the true rejoicement of the believers. That was the true happiness in the decisive victory of the Muslims against the disbelievers. Early on when the bet happened and when these verses were revealed, the Muslims were watchers. They were not the major players in history. They were following the news of what is happening in the world around them. But when the news of the Romans reached them, they were the major players then. Now the Muslims were the ones who were fighting the kuffar, and they are going to win against the kuffar. Because see, remember the whole thing. In Mecca happened because the mushrikeen were telling the believers that when the Persians win, that's a sign that we will win against you. And subhanAllah, the opposite happened. The Romans won against the pagan worshippers of Persia, and on the same day the Muslims won against the pagans of Mecca. The word that was used in the ayah says that the Romans were defeated in Adna al-Ard. Adna has two meanings in Arabic. One is the nearest, and the other one is the lowest. Nearest, this was the meaning that was adopted by the earlier scholars, because the nearest land to the land of the Arabs was Asham, Syria and Palestine. So that's how they interpreted it. But now, in light of science, we have a new way of understanding this verse. A new understanding, because it turns out that the battlefield where the battle occurred next to the Dead Sea is the lowest point on the face of the earth. It is over 400 feet below sea level. So that's another miracle mentioned in this ayah. صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد وعلى